Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos on this Friday. We call this part two because we had fun filling in for Robbie and Rexer. That 3 hours flew by.
Does fly
by.
My
goodness.
Yep. And they'll be doing 2 to 6 today, correct?
Yes, with Paul Kaharsky, paulkaharsky.com. Jared taking the day off, and I know they're having fun at his expense, but it'll be a little different to have them in the afternoon.
Midday show, still the same?
Yep, Caroline Willie and D. Mace will be there 11 to 2. So.
Fantastic. So our question today is, worst sports injury.
So new audience, reset for the new audience.
Okay, worst sports injury you've ever suffered. We've got all these great responses. And then we had a guy that texted in about the pole vault. Now he all the injury he had doing the pole vault. But then we said we need to do the pole vault. Then some of your FRA cronies have reached out.
Yeah, so Brandon, the pole vaulter in Franklin, run a high school pole vault club. Come out and I'll teach you guys for your field day. Chase, we practice at FRA, my alma mater too. Brandon, text me your last name. Because, I mean, when did you graduate? We probably went there at the same time. I was 06. So, look, if
the FRA connection's going.
Now I have to do this, don't I?
Yeah. If this guy will teach us what, I would love to go out and pull. We'll do it in the spring. You got plenty of time to get in shape, do some planks, do some stretching, and then we'll go out and do the pole. Dr. Crane will go with us. We'll go out and do a pole vault.
It's basically about the stretching. As long as you're stretched out and ready to go.
Did you ever do it?
No, I've had a lot of friends that have done that, but I feel like I'd be okay.
I mean, did you run cross country or anything?
I played soccer.
What are you trying to say?
You were soccer? I mean, he looks like it. He doesn't look like it.
Chase is giving me a compliment.
He looks like an athlete.
Thank you, Chase. I appreciate that.
Now, how did this all start again? What was the text we got in about the pole vault again? Can you find that again?
It was Brandon. It was the same guy. It was Brandon. Okay. I was pole vaulting in high school. I had a bad takeoff, went crooked, and actually went over the standard, what holds the bar up. Not the bar, the standard, or
right.
The club. Landed on my back on the ground next to the mat. Went to the doctor a few days later and had 3 fractures in my back. It's all on film, and you can hear me thud.
I shouldn't laugh about that, but I just picture my – sorry, Brent. I picture myself doing that. I wouldn't have gotten up. I laid there. But, yeah, that's the whole thing about pole vaulting, and so it's based off the worst sports injury you've ever had.
Here's the thing that I think we can all agree on, and a lot of people are like this. When there's somebody gets hurt or whatever, like you immediately run up to them, especially if it's kind of a crazy thing, and go, "Are you okay? Are you okay? Is everything okay?" And if they're laughing, then you're allowed to laugh.
Sure.
Like, okay. And I feel like for me, like I when I've fallen down or one of my friends have fallen down, like I'll be like trying not to laugh, and if they're laughing, right. Like I'm okay, then I can laugh.
Yeah. If I fall down and you don't laugh, then I'm mad
right.
at you. Jameson says, I was 13 years old playing catcher in satellite baseball, caught the follow through of a swing from a metal bat right in the mouth, broke off 2 bottom front teeth, and a top front tooth was sticking straight forward. Had to have a root canal and a bar across the top and bottom teeth, but luckily, there's a good ending here. Luckily, 27 years later, and still never had to have braces. All right, Jameson, you're good, but can you imagine your front tooth sticking straight? No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh at that.
So that was Jameson?
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
you got another John, another FRA alum. The FRA people are – where's my McGavick people today?
Shout out to Franklin Road Academy.
John, do you read John's right now?
19 years ago to the day, I tore my ACL playing pickup basketball at FRA. I'm an alum like you, Chase.
You spelled alum wrong, which I love.
It's okay. He's alarm.
Yeah.
I'm alarming. let's go back to the phones. 737-1025. Dylan wants to weigh in. Dylan, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, so this actually didn't happen to me. The only thing I've ever had happen is like plantar fasciitis, but this happened right in front of me. My sophomore year when I played football at White House High School, our best receiver for the team on the second half kickoff we were receiving. And so he caught the ball and he broke like, 2 tackles and he was getting spun around and he planted his arm in the ground to catch himself from falling to keep his balance. Oh. And a defender hit his arm directly square on the elbow and bent his arm inward the other way and made a compound fracture. The bone stabbed out the other side. And he just dropped the ball and immediately sprinted to the sideline, jumping up and down. And he was out, I think, for the rest of the season after that. But that was the worst one I ever saw, like, up close.
That's got to give you some kind of PTSD, man, thinking about that.
I need a second.
Yeah, I think he ended up somehow recovering. I think he came back for, like, the second-round playoffs, which we still lost anyways. But, yeah, I mean, he ended up coming back, but he had, like, a cast on, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, thanks, Dylan. Appreciate the call, brother. Oh, man, that's just – I guess the screaming part of that would be bad, too. You know, there's that blooper of the news lady who's stomping out grapes. Have you seen this? She's stomping out grapes. It's live TV. And she falls over and snaps her leg in half. And you can hear her just like, oh. I mean, she's moaning in pain. And they kept her on like 8 to 10 seconds. And they went back to the studio crew and like, yeah, I think something happened there. I'm like, you think so? Goodness. What goes in there? Brian says, I got concussed by Slapshot while playing hockey. The same shooter broke the glass directly behind the net while I was on the bench trying to remember where I was. Good Lord, Brian. Glad you're okay, man. Oh, you got to read Jordan from Franklin's one. This is good.
Well, I'm reading Alan from Nashville.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Why did he send that picture?
Oh, he sent a picture? Even better.
Alan from Little Rock. I'm about 10 years ago playing flag football. I'll let the picture speak for itself. That the foot is not supposed to bend that way.
Okay, Alan, you can't do – Alan, why aren't you in pain? Oh, my Lord. Okay, this is – all right, let's move on from that.
Oh, whoa. 7440 – oh, you said Jordan from
Franklin.
Yeah,
read Jordan.
Okay, ran the 40-yard dash at the NFL draft in 2018. My right foot swept my left foot from under me at full speed, landed on my right leg knee. Rolled, pushed myself up, still ran an 8.1, and then couldn't bend my leg for two to three weeks.
That sounds like something Chase would do.
That's something
my God. Oh, glad you're okay, Jordan. Oh, these are great, man. You guys are wonderful. Did you get Brandon's last name?
Yeah, I remember him.
Do you?
Yeah, he was a couple of years ahead of me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's funny. Small world. Thank you for listening. What was I going to – 7440 didn't happen to me, but was playing – Portland, Tennessee baseball. Ball went over center fielder's head. He dove for it completely parallel with the ground, head first into our wooden outfield wall. Ouch. Completely knocked him out. Had to be stretchered off the field. Jeez.
Good Lord, man.
That's painful.
What does Homer Simpson say? When you effort, what is it? Oh,
you
goodness.
Tried your best and failed miserably. The lesson is never try.
Lessons never try.
There was another one, too. Trying is the first step towards failure.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. Yes. Trying is the first step towards failure. Oh, yes.
That's a good one.
Oh, my God. Yeah, these are – you know, and we did a segment – I think you were off that day. We did a segment on the worst injury you've ever seen. And the
I was here that day.
The one that came back was the Louisville basketball player snapped his – I mean, there's a lot. You can go down the line. There's a lot.
Joe Theismann's a pretty bad one.
To me, that's number one. Tim Crumry, for those in the Super Bowl, he played for the Bengals. That's a pretty bad one. That's as equally as bad, but he didn't have the notoriety as Joe Theismann did, but that's still a pretty bad one too as well.
Clay in Clarksville. My whole childhood playing football and baseball was nothing more than simple bruising. 3 years ago, I started dating a girl that was heavily into running. I went on a trail run with her and slammed my big toe into a boulder 2.5 miles in. Kept running to play it off. Got home, and half my big toe was straight up and down. She still married me. Oh, Clay. That's some dedication right there.
Skeeter was bowling for – now, this guy got injured bowling? Was bowling for Overton's team in 2006. One of my teammates went up to plant and throw the ball and pop. The ligament in his leg went down immediately, and we had to put one of our subs in for the rest of the match. Well, I'm glad you did that, but how was your bowling teammate there with the I've never seen a bowling injury. That's interesting.
I'm sure they happen.
Well, I'm sure they happen
all the
time.
You ever seen the movie Kingpin?
I have. Woody Harrelson? True. Yeah, you're right on that.
6021, this is Josh, one of the track coaches over at Independence High School in Thompson Station.
Yeah.
We invite you over to learn some pole vault from us.
Josh, we're going to do it. We're going to make the rounds doing pole vault. Thank you for listening, Josh. We will do that. Will you cover our insurance, or how does that work, Josh? Let us know, because we have medical crew on standby, if you don't mind.
My dad was a hockey coach, and I remember traveling on the road in St. Louis, and at the tournament, a kid during a game shot a puck in our bench, and my dad had to get 7 stitches in his forehead.
Now, Okay, I'm glad your dad was okay. Now, is that something you would laugh about?
Maybe not at the moment.
If it's your dad, you'd laugh? I mean, like, oh, no. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of the extreme. I mean, you make sure.
That's an in-the-moment type thing, I believe. It just, if he has a smile on his face, even though blood's gushing down his forehead, you're like, oh, okay, let's go get stitches.
That's a good way to put that. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's, oh, man. Are you worried about this pole vault? I mean, we got Josh, thank you, and then Brandon to do this.
Yeah, I mean, we'll look. It will
now. I'm fascinated by this, by the
pole
vault.
You want to see this
because 24 is the Olympics.
Yeah.
So if I remember correctly, Dr. Crane, the Olympic team has not been set yet. So Chase, this is your shot to go to Paris.
What,
to be in the
Olympics. What do you think would be more entertaining? Me trying to pole vault or me trying to jump over one of those, like, I don't know what they're called, a gate or whatever. Like, you know, when you're running and you
right.
have to jump over something.
And that, what is that called, the sport?
I mean, it's track and field, but yeah. I
track
mean,
and field, what it's called, you jump over. It's like horse, man, my mind left me a long time ago. It's not thoroughbred, but you're doing, what is that? It's not steeplechase, but it's like steeplechase for people. Can't remember what it's called. It's a track and field event where you jump over things. Good Lord. Come on, you guys are just giving me blank stares here. Dr. Crane,
I don't know what it's called. I'm giving you a blank stare because I'm the one that asked the damn question.
The high hurdles.
high hurdles,
yeah.
Okay. Is that,
but what is the – is it called a gate? Like, what's it called that you jump over?
No, you're the one talking cross country. You jump over something, right, when you're running in a field. You have to jump over something. Is that right?
Like, well, I'm talking about on a track.
Yeah, I think this is the track we're talking about.
Oh, tracks is hurdles. But what do you do when you do cross country? You
gotta, I know it's a hurdle, but what is it? What is the physical gate thing? I'm calling it a gate, but you jump over it.
Right.
If your foot hits it, it falls down, so
it's
doesn't
a hurdle.
Trip you up. The thing is called a hurdle?
I think so, right? Dr. Crane's called a hurdle. In case you're just listening, we're
hurdling.
Pretty ignorant on this
decathlon,
show.
Decathlon, yeah, everybody's saying hurdles. Okay, so it's called a hurdle.
What would we do without our?
I know
listeners?
It's a track. I mean, like everybody's texting in, but
it's
I thought
a track,
like, does it have a? It is a hurdle, but does okay?
In there, is there a steeplechase for men? I mean, for men, but for track and field athletes, a steeplechase.
Maybe, yeah. And people are saying it's called a steeplechase.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I know you go jump over things. Yeah, but I want to see you do this. I really want to see all of us go pole vault. We got to do the field goal thing. We got to do the pole vaulting.
Now, the hurdling thing, I think I might be out on. That's something I was
I'm not
I
hurdling.
Was never good at.
No, I can't. Do you ever see me jump? No, I'm not doing that. Hell, I can barely get out of this chair. I am not doing that. I'll do the pole vault, though.
Can I read David's?
Yeah, please. Please do it.
Just the way he wrote this. In 1961, my uncle took a pitch right to the nether regions. This was prior to cups, and that day he exchanged one ball for another. Fortunately, he did not lose his fertility.
Good Lord.
Thank you, David. We've got a few of those today.
Yeah, 6021, track and field's called 2,000 meter steeplechase. Thank you for that. So I'm pretty dumb, but I wasn't. I got part of that correct there. You guys are great, man, on this text line.
Oh, this is fantastic. Coming up next, we'll have our weekly conversation with somebody from the Predators organization, and we'll tell you about that coming up here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.